Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Ann.
Thanks for having me.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. What were the big highlights over this past week?
So over the past week, much of the province did get precipitation. So we saw precipitation throughout the province, ranging from about a millimeter to 65 millimeters. So most regions had more than 6 millimeters of rain, which was great. So the areas that did receive significant moisture would be quite happy for crop development and to see the crops. The crops would really benefit from that moisture. So we're just seeing crops growing now and reaching the stages where we have to start thinking about fungicide applications.
How are the crops looking? How is the moisture holding out at this point? And how would that vary from region to region or according to planting dates?
So the crops are looking fairly good so far. So in some of the drier areas, we are seeing some crop symptoms just due to the drier conditions. So whether it's thin stands or shorter plants, because it has been quite dry in some areas. So we are seeing particularly in the Interlake region has received, most of the Interlake has received less than 50% of normal precipitation. Parts of the Northwest and parts of the East as well have been quite dry. So we are seeing in general that that large parts of the Northwest, East, and Interlake have accumulations under 60% of normal. And there are a few areas in the Southwest and Central that have that are closer to normal for precipitation, but most areas are less than 100% of normal. So that is affecting crop growth and development. And in terms of crops, we are seeing, a range of crop development. So with winter wheat and fall rye, the growth is good and the most advanced fields are starting to set seed. Corn ranges from about the V4 to V7 stage. Spring wheat is starting to head. So the earliest seeded spring wheat has been heading over the past week. When it comes to oil seeds, canola, the earliest canola is in early flower. Sunflowers have kind of a wide range that we've reported about V4 to V10. For field peas, we're looking at about the 7 to 12 node stage with the most advanced fields starting to flower, and the most advanced soybeans are in the 6th trifoliate, and some fields are also starting to flower for soybeans.
What have we been seeing in terms of weather-related crop damage and where, and what have been the factors?
So we haven't had any recent weather-related crop damage, in terms of frost or hail or anything like that. I haven't heard of anything reported. Some of the earlier season damage, like wind, frost, those sorts of events, we are seeing those crops growing out of that damage. So I think, there wouldn't be major long-lasting effects. In terms of crop damage, we are seeing some just lower germination and lower plant stands, likely due to seeding timing and some of that dry weather condition.
What are we seeing in terms of insects this season, and how has the weather been a factor in terms of that?
Yeah, so for canola, most of the canola has grown out of the flea beetle stages. We are seeing some insects in terms of cutworms and wireworms. I don't have a lot of information on insect damage, but the crop weather report does come out, or the crop pest report does come out tomorrow, so that'll have more information on insect pests.
Any disease problems?
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of disease issues because it has been fairly dry. We do know that FHB fungicide applications have started on winter wheat as it was flowering earlier. In cereal crops, those FHB fungicide timing will be coming up pretty soon. So, within the next week. So in cases where people are looking to spray, that'll start pretty soon, as well as people will be making canola fungicide decisions soon too. So we haven't heard of a lot of disease issues, but some of those fungicide decisions will be made within the next week or so.
What will we see happening over the next week or so?
Yes, I'm expecting that fungicides will be starting in the next week or so for many crops. We'll be hoping for some good rainfall to help move the crops along. Water needs are quite high during this flowering time, so hopefully we'll see some moisture throughout the province again this week.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
No, I think that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Our guest has been Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.